KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight with Fresno State's Vice President for Student Affairs and Enrollment Management, Dr. Frank Lummis, and Fresno State Student Special Guests, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Dr. Frank Lummis. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm excited to have three guests with me today, our Assistant Director for Student Involvement, Jerry Elizondo, and welcome to two of our Fresno State students, Brittany Loera and Alejandra Prado. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it's good to have you. So today we're going to talk about a major tradition here at Fresno State, Homecoming Week. Can you tell me a little bit about your roles with planning homecoming?
Yes, and I'm Jerry Elizondo, and I'm the Assistant Director for Student Involvement, and I serve as this year's overall coordinator for Homecoming 2016.
And I'm Alejandra Prado, and I'm a student event coordinator, also helping coordinate with some activities that are going out throughout Homecoming Week.
And my name is Brittany Loera, and I am a student coordinator with the Student Health and Counseling Center, and we are partnering with everyone else to put on some great events for Homecoming Week.
Okay. So what about the history of homecoming? Jerry, can you tell us a little bit about Fresno State homecoming and what kinds of things and, you know, where did this all start?
As you know, with lots of universities and also high schools, too, they try to do every year, really looking at promoting school traditions, usually tied in with football. Fresno State is no exception. So through the years, you know, whether we've had really strong traditions or it's kind of died down, I know in the past years, we've kind of resurrected it back in 2014 with pep rallies and whatnot. But I was able to kind of pull through the archives of what Fresno State has done for homecoming. So back in 1998, the theme was, if you can't run with the Bulldogs, stay in the Wolfpack. We've got 2007 Bulldog Blaze, the heat is on. And back in 2008, Road Trip to Victory. So you can kind of see what the themes are. So for
this, the last one the best.
Road Trip to Victory. Yeah. Hopefully you'll like this year's theme. It's actually Paint the Town Red.
Oh, nice.
Really nice. Looking at school spirit and, very, you know, creative. Showing that we are Bulldogs and showing that we're proud in many ways being here at Fresno State. So we're really excited for this year. We've got a lot of great collaborators and partners and looking at a variety of different events and activities to really showcase Fresno State.
All right. Well, that's great. So I'm sure everybody who's listening wants to know a little bit about what's happening at homecoming this year. Do we have a theme?
Paint the town red.
All right. So we got established. So what kind of events are we having?
I'll kind of start off and then I'll kind of go along with my colleagues over here. The date of homecoming is actually the week of October 10th, 2016.
Okay, I had it written down here. I wasn't going to let you off the hook.
There you go. That's the date. So please mark your calendars October 10th. And so each day of that week also go into Saturday or a variety of different events. Of course, it all culminates into the football game that Friday. But for Monday, we actually have a homecoming kickoff. We are looking to invite some food trucks onto campus. So students can actually partake in food trucks and a variety of different events, working with health promotion and wellness and Brittany's team to put on activities over there. On Tuesday, and I'll pass it over to Brittany, we're doing more programming.
So on Tuesday, we are actually the Student Health and Counseling Center, as well as our PAWS student volunteer group and our watchdog group, is going to be partnering with ASI, who's hosting a safe celebrating event. And we're also trying to get campus PD and some other departments on campus to kind of join in and collaborate so we can really focus in on having really fun, safe, celebrating Fresno State, the community, the team. So we're really focusing on having some really great events on Tuesday as well.
That's great. I mean, the idea is the event and all the things that go on with it. And you want to make sure that the next day you remember it, so you don't want to drink too much.
Exactly.
So that's great. I'm glad you guys are pushing that forward. We just did some of that at this last graduation with Safe Celebration, as you know. So I love it. Love that approach.
And on Wednesday, we have some other events coming up.
Yes, we're actually collaborating with the Cross Cultural and Gender Center. They're going to be hosting a diversity dance workshop that evening. It's going to be featuring some instructors that will be teaching hip-hop dance, salsa, and also bhangra. So we're really looking forward to having them bring a lot of different excitement and, you know, a different way of looking at homecoming events. And for Thursday, two of our anchor events, and I'll have Alejandra talk about National Student Day.
Thank you. National Student Day is a celebration that's brought by campus bookstores nationwide to celebrate the students for just being students through activities such as sales and live music contest, free food. And this year, USU Productions will be partnering up with the Kennel Bookstore.
Free food is always a good thing.
It is. You want students to be there free food is the answer. So they'll be partnering up this year, October the 13th, which is, falls on a Thursday, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. outside of the bookstore. There's going to be a lot of clubs and orgs just celebrating students.
That's great. Awesome.
There you go. And actually, right after the National Student Day from 4 to 6, Alumni Association is hosting Top Dog Talks. This is actually the second year that they're doing it. And so it's actually leading up to Top Dog, the alumni gala that's going to be that Saturday. But what they do is they actually bring their honorees to campus a few days before. And so, you know, have you heard about TED Talks? It's pretty much that same format where those honorees go out to Maya Cinemas 4 o'clock and they do like 5 to 7 minute presentations. Mm-hmm. And they're really focused on, you know, they have any topic that they could talk about. But since this event is really focused for students, they really want to kind of have some inspiring words for students of Fresno State and whatever story or message. So really kind of giving back.
Yeah, that's a great, great program. I mean, they've kind of modeled the way, and it's good for our students to hear about some of their experiences and learn from it. So that's wonderful.
There you go. And so those are Thursday's events. And then on Friday is big game day. But for those folks that are gearing up early that morning at 9 o'clock is the Faculty and Staff Red Friday over at the USU Pavilion. We as a committee are coordinating a homecoming student tailgate. It's going to be located at Biden Field Concourse between 5 and 7 p.m., literally right before the game. So for students, it's literally right across from the entrance to Bulldog Stadium, so you have no excuse not to stop on by. We will be having free food, hot dogs, T-shirts. We're going to have an ultimate fan station. We're going to have, what else, Alejandro? You're helping us coordinate.
We have music, and I was there last year, and it was a really fun experience. So you get to meet new students who also are going to the game. So, you know, that school spirit brings it year-round.
So are there some contests or other things that you're going to do other than the dance-off?
We do have a number of contests. The staff assembly here on campus, they coordinate an office decorating contest. So they kind of give the word out. They make the announcement last month, like, hey, offices throughout campus, show your Bulldog pride. The theme is paint the town red. Show us what you got. I know that we have the coveted Bulldog that kind of goes around from office to office. And I believe housing has won it for the past 2 years, if not more. So my challenge to all of our colleagues there is, you know, get your game on, my friends, and, you know, paint the town red and show how you could showcase your school spirit there. So that's one contest that's going there. We also have a booth decorating contest for student organizations. Mm-hmm. So outside the University Student Union, we have a number of organization booths. And so we're going to be challenging them to also show their school pride with the theme of paint the town red. And we're also working with the University of Communication to try to see if we could get a contest going. We have lots of giveaways throughout the whole entire week. We're looking at every event that we mentioned Monday through Friday is we're going to be giving out free tickets to the game for students, T-shirts. I'm happy to say that we secured free tickets to Harlem Globetrotters. They'll be coming out January 13th at the Save Mart Center. And so throughout the week, we'll be doing contests either at the events or hopefully we'll be doing something on social media to try to get people engaged and involved and aware of all the great events that we have.
Okay, any other events or things you want to say about the week?
I'll give it over to Brittany because I know along with the health promotion and wellness, they have a lot of different things that are happening concurrently.
Great. Yeah, thank you. So our student volunteers, a part of the Peer Ambassadors of Wellness, are going to be hosting Stress and Anxiety Week for our students. We know this is right around the time of midterm, so we want to be aware and give that support to our students while still having some fun. So that Monday of homecoming week, they're actually doing an activity kind of following the theme of Paint the Town Red, where we'll have students come up and be able to paint or color in a bigger bulldog paw just to kind of leave their mark and really tie into that. And also coloring has been shown to reduce stress and anxiety. So it'll be a good break from all the studying.
I need to get a coloring book, I guess, in my office.
Yeah, so that'll be really great. And then we'll also have events similar to that throughout the rest of the week. Our watchdogs are going to be hosting a watchdog safety summit later that month. Mm-hmm. October 29th is the safety summit day from 9 to 1 p.m. And that we're going to be promoting throughout the week as well. And we are accepting 100 students. And in the presentation, we'll be learning about campus safety resources, as well as how to stay safe in case of emergencies, who to call, how to call, and just really learning how to intervene in emergency situations. And the second part of that is a CPR training where students can become CPR certified. And that certification lasts for 2 years. So this is a really great opportunity. It does cost $25, but you do get your CPR certification, some snacks, a watchdog shirt, and a red Fresno State red solo cup, which is really cool. Not the plastic kind. It's a little bit heavier than that, so it'll last you a long time.
All right.
So those are some of the events that we have going on too.
Yeah, sounds like a great deal. So, all right, you've mentioned so many things. My head's swimming from all the things that are going on. So when's the first day these events start? And then when is the ending point of this homecoming celebration?
I know, in addition to all the things that we've talked about, of course, October 10th, which is a Monday, is a kickoff event. Mm-hmm. Friday is going to be the football game. But of course, there's still events on Saturday, too. So the fun never stops after the football. So on Saturday, there's the Red Wave Run. It's a 5K through track and field here on campus. I believe this is the third year that they've done that. Also, through the Cross Cultural and Gender Center on Saturday, they're doing a mask parade. It's actually prom for the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. And so for those individuals that never really had an opportunity to enjoy or even celebrate their own prom in high school, this is an opportunity for really having one that really is embracing the LGBT community. So that's being hosted Saturday evening, along with a Top Dog Alumni Awards Gala that happens every year through Alumni Association. That's going to be over at Save Mart Center. But even through the week, and we didn't mention, but it's worth noting that during the week, Save Mart Center, their tower will be lit up in red in honor of homecoming. Right. So that will be the kickoff. But then you'll also hear over at the University Student Union at 12 noon every day, you'll hear the fight song bells there at the union. And also the Kendall Bookstore will be having a homecoming week sale. So lots of different things and events and activities. You know, I didn't mention that all throughout the week, there's going to be sporting events. There's going to be women's volleyball, women's soccer. Tuesdays, Be the Change with the United Student Pride. And of course, Friday, tailgates galore. One to mention is the Rainbow Alumni and Allies Club through Alumni Association. They're going to be hosting a tailgate along with lots of different offices and organizations throughout campus. So lots of fun that weekend, lots of activities, and we're really excited to.
So it really sounds like we get started on a Monday and we don't end until about Saturday.
That is right.
And so it's a whole, really is homecoming week. I mean, it's a whole week. Well, that sounds really amazing. Really, really does. So with all of these events, all the things you've told me that are going on, do we get a lot of students involved in helping to plan this? How do we make this all happen? I'm sure staff are involved, maybe some faculty also, and athletics, but I'm kind of curious about our students. Do we have many of them involved in all these things?
Yes, we actually do have quite a bit of students involved. I know on the homecoming planning committee, we do have a few students that go to those committees, but those people that are on the committees go back and talk to their classmates, talk to the groups they're involved with who are all student-based. So I know a lot of the coordinating that I've been doing are directly with our student volunteers and our PAW program, as well as our Watchdog Club. So there is a ton of involvement from the students. And I know Alejandra probably has a little bit more to say on that as well.
Yes. As a student event coordinator, we have a group of students who help plan events. And then we relay everything to our USU production crew that will also be taking part during the homecoming celebration.
Mm-hmm. Great. So is there a homecoming committee? I mean, the obvious question is, who's on the committee?
There you go. Of course.
And what if you're a student and you want to aspire to be on the committee after you see all these wonderful things? If you're a new freshman or transfer and, you know, you're just catching the spirit and the tradition and you're going to paint the town red and to the future. So how do you get on this committee and who's on it?
There you go. Well, if you're interested, whether helping out for this coming homecoming or in the future, you can always connect. First off, with student involvement. We are one of many, many offices, and I'm looking to our colleagues here to confirm that there's lots of people at our meeting. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I want to recognize Associate Students Incorporated, student involvement, of course. Athletics, Health Promotion and Wellness, Cross Cultural Gender Center, Alumni Association, Staff Assembly, Housing, Dog Days, International Student Services and Programs. That's just a taste of all the different folks. So it definitely takes a village to make Homecoming Week get off the ground, but it really is great to kind of hear the ideas and suggestions and really kind of see, like, how can we, from all facets of our campus community, really highlight Fresno State, promote school spirit, and that sense of belonging, not only for our students, but for the community in general.
So it sounds like Fresno State tradition at its best here moving forward. Now, do you have any collaborators outside the campus that work with us? Are there any businesses or any organizations or others that take place? I mean, you mentioned alumni. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really part of the family, but are there others?
We're continuing to grow in those relationships. You know, I know that in our planning, when we talk about Paint the Town Red, are there other businesses? And so we're still developing those pieces. You know, as of right now, we're kind of a few weeks out. And so as we continue to look at whether it is partnering with our colleagues over at Campus Point, of course, Save Mart Center, as I mentioned, they're helping us out with really kind of taking part in lining up their tower. So yeah, definitely there's always trying to get that message about school spirit, not only here at our campus, but of course around Fresno and beyond.
Great. So there's some listeners out there, hopefully some student listeners that say, wow, this sounds really great. Now I know how to be on the committee and what I need to do, and I can go to all these things. And I assume that majority of these things sound like they're free or at very little cost. And so I want to ask our two students here this morning, Brittany and Alejandra, what do you think students get out of something like homecoming and the kinds of events and things? What years are you both in school? You mind me asking a question?
Yeah, I'm my fifth year here.
Okay, great.
Social work major.
And I'm actually a transfer student, and this is my third year here, but I'm hoping to graduate this spring.
Great, so. Great. Excellent. So you've both been here a couple of years and been part of it. And as Jerry said, we kind of resurrected this in 2014, where, you know, a lot of partners wanted to boost it up, like many of the other programs we've done, like Fres Wow and Convocation and PAWS have really re-energized and others. So what do you think students get out of this? What do you get out of it, both planning and being a part of it? But what do you think others will?
Well, I have roommates, and we all get a sense of like belonging to Fresno State, that showing that student pride, being a bulldog, as well as, you know, going to these events and making new friends and just enjoying our time.
Yeah, I agree with Alejandra. I think the biggest thing that you get out of it is a sense of community with the rest of the students, faculty and staff what belong to Fresno State. And then painting the town red, I think, kind of goes even outside of Fresno State. So you can even, you know, have that belonging in the community, bringing your family to the game. And it's really just a great way for everyone to kind of come together and celebrate that pride that we have for being Fresno State Bulldogs. So it's an awesome feeling. It's great.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You may have heard me say a few times how I want students to be involved and engaged and have a sense of belonging and connection to Fresno State. Whether you live on campus, 5 minutes away or an hour away, we want everybody to have that same experience, obviously through the lenses of the things they want to do. So that's great. I'm glad you both had that opportunity and speak highly of it. So we've talked a lot about homecoming today. Let's wrap this part of the show up. Tell us a little bit more where folks in the community can go and learn more about homecoming this year.
Definitely. So you can go online. Our website is www.fresnostate.edu/homecoming. Pretty simple and straightforward. Right. Or they can always call 278-2741 for more details about specific events.
So the whole schedule will be on there, times. You'll tell them what color to wear for what game.
Exactly.
Everything that they ever wanted to know about homecoming is going to be on that website. Is that a promise, Jerry?
Yes.
All right.
They don't have to worry about T-shirts, because if they come to the tailgate right before the game and the students bring their student ID, they get a red, unique Fresno State Bulldog red shirt. So definitely don't miss out.
That is great. And I can tell you, Jerry is a woman of her word. She is one of our best staff members and does a great job for the Division of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management. And it's always a pleasure to have her on the show to talk about all the great things that student involvement does to facilitate that involved and engaged student life here on campus and get our students to connect, feel that sense of belonging our student guests talked about today, and go from there. So we're going to end our show called Student Spotlight by talking to our two student guests and getting to know a little bit more about how this experience of working on homecoming and some of the other things that they've done in their co-curricular life, their life outside the classroom, has really affected them over the time that they've been here at Fresno State. So we're going to start with Alejandra. You've been here a few years.
Yes.
You've worked and done a lot of different things. Why don't you start by telling people a little bit about what your major is and, you know, what you're studying, and then let's talk more about your co-curricular experience and some of the things that, you know, you've just been involved in here.
Yeah, of course. I am a double major in social work and Chicano studies and minoring in Spanish. It's my fifth year, as I mentioned before. So I've been working with the student involvement for 3 years. I started as a volunteer, and now I'm lucky to say that I am a student event coordinator. So working in homecoming for 2 years as well has helped me with knowing those resources and how to network, as well as knowing what it takes to plan an event. So whenever I want to plan an event, I know what it takes to go those behind the scenes.
There you go. So you'll be a great event planner in the rest of your life after being president of state. So before you got to be a really involved student here on campus, tell me how that life before you got involved is different than the life you live now on campus after doing all these other things.
My first year here at Fresno State, I actually just commuted from home to campus and straight back home. So I wasn't very involved. Second year, I decided I had to do something about it because I was just getting bored of school, just going to school and then going home, not doing anything. So getting involved with the student involvement under Alternative Spring Break, it opened a new door to me. Like, that's there's great. So many opportunities out there where I can get involved and make new friends.
Right. So it's kind of opened up your horizons and you've gotten these great experiences. I'm assuming you met some new friends in all of this. And now when you come to campus, you know everybody a little bit better.
Yeah. So I've actually expanded from Alternative Spring Break to USU Productions. And then I've done the event coordinating. And now I'm in the Richter Ambassadors as well.
That's great. Excellent. Excellent. So, Brittany, you're a transfer. Where did you transfer from?
I transferred from Fresno City College.
Okay, so not too far away.
Not too far away. Very close. Our old Fresno State campus.
That's
so
right.
Very tied in. Yeah.
Right. And so what are you majoring here on campus?
I am majoring in sociology and getting a minor in health science, as well as a cross-cultural competency certificate.
Great. Great. And I know you're with our PAWS. So tell us a little bit about some of the things you've done in addition to homecoming to get you to this point.
Yes, I started out as a PAW volunteer last year, and that was my first year being involved on campus. And it really was a huge transformation for myself personally, as well as academically. Being involved really helped me connect more to Fresno State, as well as learning those professional development skills that I'll be transitioning and using more into my career. So it's a great way to learn how to network, learn how to coordinate and plan big events with large numbers of people and getting everyone on the same page. So it's a great opportunity to really learn.
And both of you have majors. You can come back and work in student affairs if you wanted. We're hiring social workers now in the health center, and we have health educators there. Yeah. So this may be just a step. I don't know if you both know, but I got started in student affairs work first by working campus rec. Then I was an RA, and then I did a few other things. And next thing you know, I went into higher education, and here I am 30-plus years later. So maybe in 30 years, you'll be behind the mic. I'll be retired, and you guys will be talking to some new students. What do you think?
I think that sounds good.
All right. Try your names with vice president in front of it. So, you know. All right. Do you want to try it right now?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So it would be Vice President Brittany Loetta.
That's got a nice ring to it.
And I would be Vice President Alejandra Prado.
All right. Okay. Well, don't push me out too fast. I need to get enough money for retirement. But, you know, I'll keep you both in the loop when that happens. And we'll see if you're ready to take the plunge at that point. So, folks, these are two of our best students, been here, experienced life within the classroom, have done very well and outside the classroom, and we're so pleased to have them here with us today. So, I want to thank our Fresno State guests for being with us today. So, all of you, you've heard about homecoming. Alums, come on back. Friends of Fresno State, get out to some of our events. You know I usually end the program pretty quickly here, but I think it's only appropriate that if we're talking about homecoming, that the end of the program, we are going to play the Bulldog Spirit song. So those of you listening can hum along with it, sing along with it. I won't do that because, quite frankly, I don't think my wife thinks I'm the greatest singer and I don't want to hear about it at home. So, but those of you who can sing well, now's the time to get your Bulldog Spirit on and sing the Bulldog Spirit song. So with that, thanks for joining us this morning. Please join us next Sunday morning at 10:30 for another Fresno State Student Spotlight on KFSR. We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. And with the spirit of homecoming, paint the town red. Go Dawgs!
Bulldog spirit deep in my heart. Deep in my heart to stay. I got that bulldog spirit.
Down in my toes, down in my toes, down in my toes. I got that bulldog spirit.
Down in my toes, hey.
Down in my toes to stay. Ah. I got that bulldog spirit. Up in my head, deep in my heart. Down in my toes, I got that bulldog spirit. All over me, hey. All over me to stay.
KFSR presents the Fresno State Student Spotlight every Sunday morning at 10:30. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.